Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Good day and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. We'll start the week off right. Now, if you're in New York or in London or Europe or North America or anywhere over there, you'll be still in your Sunday. But for those of us in the Southern Hemisphere, it is our Monday morning. Welcome. I hope you're doing something that you love, because you know what? I actually look forward to Mondays. Monday is a good day because I'm back in my office and I don't feel guilty for not being with my kids because they're at school or daycare. So it's a good day for me. I love Mondays. Now, I want to go through and talk to you about what happened over the weekend in the markets and just sort of suss out where to from here. Now, of course, what we have seen is not a lot. Over the weekend, not a great deal went down, and that's fairly normal, right? I mean, we're pretty much used to that these days. We hit the weekends and often there's not a great deal of volume, not a great deal of activity, and that has been the case again over this weekend just gone. Now, if we go down through Bitcoin and talk you through that, I mean, essentially, I want to start at the daily. Nothing's changed. It's still really strong. It's holding up. This is the interesting thing I'm finding, is that Bitcoin is not falling back. It's just holding its ground. And it's basically holding between about 7,200 and 7,700-ish, right? So there's a $500 range in there that we keep banging around, and we just continue to see it consolidate. Now, up until the last four-hour candle, we did see a price move up to 7,576. Now we're at 7,389. So it's pulled back a little bit, but it was just grinding away, just chipping away and just doing its thing with a bit of a sell-off just coming in recently. The important thing that I think is happening at the moment is that we're not giving it back. If you can recall shows that I've done in the past when I was talking about those wild spike candles back up, we would see like a 5-minute candle, it would just go whoosh, go a few hundred dollars, it would sell off immediately. And that was occurring time and time again. There was a cycle of 5 to 6 times where that actually occurred. Now what we're seeing is when buying comes in, it is being matched by no selling. So it's not being matched by more buying, otherwise it pushes higher, but it's holding its ground. Now this opens us up to other opportunities on the higher time frame. So I've been saying it to my members across the weekend that I was looking at sort of the 12, 16 and daily time frames, the 12 hour, 16 hour and daily, looking for those higher time frame swing trading opportunities whereby I can put a trade on, minimize my risk, hopefully quite quickly as it hits first target, and then let the thing just do its thing, go for a run, you know, take it for a walk and just see how far it can push on. I love trading this way, trailing my stops to higher lows. So it's done, I've done very, very well out of this. And it's a very good way to trade crypto because, as you guys already know, crypto does not know where the sky is. It just keeps going and going when it gets on a good run. So right now, Bitcoin holding its ground over $7,000, looking really strong there. I'd still like to see a nice daily pullback, but that being said, it'd be nice to see it break out above as well. Be interesting to see what happens over the next 24 to 48 hours. Let's have a look at Ethereum. Ethereum very sideways, not much to report there. Bitcoin Cash is in a nice uptrend. It pulled back, a bullish candle, broke the high. It's having a little bit of a pullback now, up 0.3% on Sunday. These candles will close in the next hour and a half on the daily for me. EOS is down 2.3%. It's just holding out there. Cardano had a pullback into that cradle zone beautifully yesterday. A bullish candle, a little bit on the large side, but nevertheless, it does still look very, very strong with a new higher low in play there on Cardano. And a chart that does look really strong at the moment, certainly. We just have to wait and see if we continue to the upside and just play it by ear. Lumen has had a push up, ran into that 30-cent resistance again, and it's pulling out, having a little bit of a pullback for the time being. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. NEO is just sort of meandering along, giving it back after its push up, and as is IOTA. Ripple sitting down around that 45-cent mark, just below it right now, and Litecoin also around $82.60, just holding sideways. So again, if we look at the if we look at the top 10 and we talk about the rest of the market being alt market and Bitcoin being Bitcoin, obviously Bitcoin is the stronger of the lot right now. The exception being Cardano, up 3.45%. So it's going to be a very, very interesting week, because what we know as individuals in this market, if you've been around for a little while, is that when Bitcoin gets going, look, everything against Bitcoin does drop against Bitcoin, but it tends to lift everything against the dollar. The whole market tends to move as one. Now, if Bitcoin does decide to get its bullish boots on and start to, you know, have a bit more of a run, then this is going to be a very, very interesting week for us. That being said, it could also very, very easily consolidate further or pull back. It's just a matter of, I don't really know what's going to happen right now. All I do know is that we have a wonderful uptrend here on the daily. It's very fresh. It's very new. Don't get me wrong. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's not an uptrend yet. Well, they're incorrect. It is in an uptrend, but some people want to see a more defined uptrend. They want to see the uptrend last for longer before they get too bullish. Now, for me, it's very simple. I keep all of my decisions very simple. That's why I use written checklists. Keeping it simple has been what has done me very, very well over my 12 years trading in these in markets, technically, okay? I try and keep things very simple, because if you don't, you start to think about too many things. You start to think about why it's happening, what this is doing, what if this, what if that, who cares? You need to be decisive. If you manage your risk, it doesn't matter, because if you do get stopped out, who cares? You've managed your risk. But to sit out and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, we can miss great opportunities. Now, if you want to sit and wait, that's absolutely fine. Don't forget that I'm an investor and I'm a trader. Right now, I'm looking for opportunities to the upside when we talk about Bitcoin in the top 10. If there's a downtrend, I will still happily trade short. So if I find something that's in a really strong downtrend, like Ripple against Bitcoin has been, that's been a spectacular downtrend. I've been waiting and stalking trades there for the last few days. It's been a really solid trend. So if I can find something like that, I'll still go short. No doubt about it. But right now, the greater market view for me looking at Bitcoin is one of bullishness. As we have an uptrend, I keep things very simple. I wait for one of three trading strategies which have written down rules and checklists. Guys, keep it very simple. Let's see how the next 24 hours plays out, because as we know, this is Monday. The week has started, and we will start to see the Australasian money coming in over the next few hours. It may not be that session that gets us moving, but we'll keep an eye on that through this time tomorrow morning, and I'll keep you updated. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.